This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And Lee Gershon back with you here in Leavenworth, getting set for the boys' contest. If you're just tuning in, the girls' game goes to the number one team in the state, 5A Steeman Vikings. They had no problem with Leavenworth. 67-14 was that final. Boys' game, Steeman 5-2. And Leavenworth coming in struggling as of late. The record's a little deceiving because they have played a lot of state-ranked teams. In fact, three of their losses are to state-ranked teams so far. And then they've got three straight games against state-ranked teams. They've got to take on Steeman here tonight. And then they also have to take on Shawnee Heights coming up in a week and a half. And also Piper. So the schedule does not get any easier for Leavenworth, as Coach Drew Leinbach was telling me earlier today in his sixth year as head coach. Last year, the Pioneers were 3-17. And Steeman, as I said, 5-2. They started the year with a loss at the second-ranked team in 5A Piper, 69-51. Then it went over Lansing, 70-50. Won at Topeka West, 60-57. Won against Turner, 66-47. And then they won against DeSoto, 59-53. Another win against Lansing on the road, 57-43 last Friday. And then on Tuesday earlier this week, they lost to the 8th-ranked team in 5A Topeka West. They had beat them early in the year by 3. This time they lose by 2. 5-12 for the foul lines and costly turnovers after they jumped out to a 26-12 lead at the end of the first quarter. So kind of a missed opportunity there for Steeman. Let that one slip away. Topeka West, to their credit, got the W. And so now Steeman will try to bounce back on the road here against Leavenworth. These two teams met twice a year ago. Steeman won here in Leavenworth. It was a good game, 60-55. The rematch, it was all Vikings as they won 66-46. These two schools will meet again on February 25th. It will be senior night that night for the Steeman Vikings. Steeman state champs back in 2022, the 5A state champs, and a couple of state tournament appearances. Craig Cox, head coach in his 14th year, record of 152-39. He's a Silver Lake grad from 1978. I learned that this week. Steeman is 9-12 overall. Last year, 7-9 in the UKC, first losing season since the 1920 season. But they were derailed by injuries. Briar Finley only played 4 games last year. Kevon Bonner was banged up to miss some time as well. And if they stay healthy, they could do some really good things this year. Still working out their rotation and who's going to come in and play certain minutes off the bench, because they have had some injuries to deal with already. Blake Twain, a 5'11 senior, his first game was on Tuesday of the season. He's back from a broken left wrist that he suffered during soccer. And then Matthew McConaughey, not to be confused with the actor, he was back from a concussion. And so they are trying to figure out the coaching staff, Coach Cox and also assistant coaches Josh Gomez, Paul Muzzy, and Kevin Hoffman, what they need to do in regards to finding the best combination on the floor or rotating players in, getting some minutes from their bench. Steeman starts 2 seniors, 3 juniors, 4 returning starters, and Finley, Bonner, Wilson, Smith. 16 kids on the varsity roster, 3 seniors, 5 juniors, and 8 sophomores. So far this year, Steeman averaging 60 points per game on offense, giving up 54. They're shooting 43% from the floor, 28% from 3. They would like to see that improve. And just 59% from the line, and that is a concern. Free throw shooting and shot selection. Strength, though, defensively, they've been pretty solid this year. They're also trying to get a little rhythm and timing with their shooting, just like the girls were talking about after the holiday break. And Steeman last year, as I mentioned, 9-12, and back in the 22 season, they were the 5A state champs, knock off DeSoto in that state final. Leavenworth, meanwhile, they have 29 state appearances in their history. They were state champs back in 2000. And they're an athletic and deep team. They'll play 10 or 11 kids. They're searching for consistency, 4 good quarters of play. Coach Leinbach is telling me, and they're looking for that here tonight. Sam Davis, Mark Thomas, Quentin Strotter, and John Sweet are the assistant coaches. Leavenworth starts 1 senior, 3 juniors, and a sophomore. 15 kids on their varsity roster, 3 seniors, 9 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 1 freshman. They've been outscored by about 30 a game this year, averaging about just 38 a game on offense. Defense gave about 67. They lost to Topeka West on Monday, 71-38. Tuesday, lost to Mason Linwood, 67-39. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups, and we return after this 2-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Let's see this year's starting lineups. First for Seaman, Briar Finley, a 6'5 senior guard, averaging 15 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Kevon Bonner, 6'3 junior point guard, all-leaguer a year ago, averaging 18.4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Landon Wilt, a 6'1 junior guard, a good spot shooter, averaging 10.5 points, 4 rebounds a game. Dalton Smith, 6'3 senior forward, averaging 3.5 points, 5 rebounds. And Matthew McConaughey, a 6'3 junior forward, averaging 2.5 points and 4 rebounds so far this year for head coach Craig Cox in his 14th year at Seaman High School. 11 with starting lineup. It is Trey Tolbert, a 5'9 junior guard, averaging 4 points a game. Ravonnie Cheatham, a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 6 points and 5.5 rebounds. Nyshawn Thomas, a 5'11 senior guard, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds. A.J. Clark, a 5'11 sophomore guard, averaging a couple of rebounds a game. And Gunnar Alonzo, a 6'1 junior, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds. Well, I've done this for 30 years. I've seen the anthem take place just once per night for a girls and boys doubleheader. But here at Leavenworth tonight, we are doing the anthem twice, it appears. So we will take a timeout. I'll be back with you here in about 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you here at Leavenworth High School, home of the Pioneers. As they get set to introduce the starting lineups for both teams, we gave those to you before the break. Big thanks to all of our sponsors making this coverage possible on 96.9 The Pulse. They include Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse, your agent there in Topeka, Bob's Janitorial, Goldmeyer Homes, Stock Grower State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding, Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Silver Lake Bank, and Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. When you get the opportunity to see them, tell them thank you for their sponsorship of high school basketball on 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in the capital city. Our next games of the week, Silver Lake at Rock Creek, coming up on Tuesday, January 28th, all the midseason tournaments next week. Then we'll have Roswell at St. Mary's on February the 4th, Silver Lake at Holton on February the 5th, Shawnee Heights at Seaman on February 11th, St. Mary's at Silver Lake on February 13th. February 18th, it will be Piper at Seaman, and Silver Lake at St. Mary's on February 21st, St. Mary's at Roswell on February 24th. And I tell you, you look at the matchups we're going to have on the radio going forward after tonight. Of course, the girls' game was one-sided this evening, Seaman winning 67-14, but man, we got some really good matchups, girls and boys doubleheaders the rest of the way for you here on 96.9 The Pulse. I'm looking forward to that. Turn off the lights, do the pregame introduction hype show. Maybe see that, of course, in colleges and pros. And of course, if you ever go to Outfield House, the University of Kansas does their pregame hype video for introducing their starters. It gives you goosebumps. And the history, the aura of Outfield House just oozes out when they have that pregame interview or pregame video. So some schools have their own little production, and other schools just kind of roll into it and get ready for the opening tip. Once again, we do have the shot clock here tonight, 35-second shot clock. It was not needed in the girls' game earlier tonight, but that's the optional opportunity for every school. It is optional, so school wants shot clocks, they can have them, but they go somewhere else that doesn't use them, then they have to adjust from using a shot clock to not using a shot clock if that affects their strategy. There will be no shot clock in postseason play this year. That's why I've scratched my head as to if you're a league that plays a shot clock all year long and then you get postseason, there is no shot clock. Could that adjust strategy and everything else? But I think 9 times out of 10, the shot clock has not been a major issue in regards to a team holding ball way too long, but there are those times that's happened over the years, and I think kind of the thinking of putting in the shot clock and experimenting with it here this year in the state of Kansas. Pioneers of Leavenworth in the home white, and Seaman in the cardinal red, and the tip out of bounds, near side, and who touched it last? It was Seaman touching it last. Leavenworth in the home white with the blue numerals and lettering outlined in the black, and Seaman in the cardinal red with the white numerals and lettering and the white trim with the Vikings in black on the side of their shorts. Man-to-man defense for Seaman. Leavenworth will play some man-to-man, maybe some 1-3-1 zone, and a little full-court jump and trap defense. Bonner, good job defending here on Tolbert. Tolbert then steps through, flips it up. The floater is short by about a foot and goes out of bounds. Kind of pulled the string on it. Viking girls winning earlier tonight, 67-14. To stay on the field, 8-0. Bonner over to Wiltz. Wiltz plays out front to McConaughey. Now Finley coming off a screen, catches it in the paint, back out. This is Dalton Smith. Smith fires it into the corner, near side, 3 off the mark, back iron by Bonner. And rebounded by Leavenworth as Seaman shooting just 28% from 3 this year. Here's Tolbert, fires it left corner, wide open, 3, swish from A.J. Clark. 3-0 Leavenworth as Clark hits the 3-pointer to kick off the scoring tonight. Here's a 3 back the other way by Finley, nothing but nylon as he splashes it in from the far wing, and we're tied at 3. So a three-pointer for three-pointer in the early going. Quick drive all the way to the hoop, putting up with the left and wedging it between the goal and the backboard. So it'll go to the arrow on that drive there by Cheatham. Kind of a weird shot for it to be wedged between the backboard and the goal, but that's exactly what happened. 6:42 to go first quarter. We're tied at 3. Here's Bonner sprinting up the floor and had to poke away for a moment. Gets it back. Pump fake. Bonner goes in and can't finish. Gets his own rebound and does finish this time. Yvonne Bonner with his first two, averaging 18 a game, and it's 5-3. Vikings with the lead here in this first quarter of action in the United Kansas Conference. With it is Nyshawn Thomas. Flips it over to Gunnar Alonso, who's a returning starter from a year ago, and he stepped on the baseline. Turnover for Leavenworth. Alonso, Nyshawn Thomas, and Trey Tolbert are returning starters for Leavenworth. Finley, Bonner, Wiltz, and Smith have started last year, so they're back. Both teams have experience from last year's squads. Bonner, a little pick-and-roll action, gives it to Finley. Finley whips it over far corner to Bonner. Here's Wiltz, averaging 10 a game. Back to Bonner from Leavenworth bench. Steps through, bounce pass, nice look, and put on the money to Finley, lays it up and in. Finley with 5, an outstanding sport, or outstanding athlete in many sports. He's a terrific pitcher baseball-wise, had a monster season on the gridiron as wide receiver, put up huge numbers. And he's pretty good at basketball, too. Averaging 15 a game so far this year. Played just 4 games a year ago, and now passes deflected, going behind, skying to grab it is Bonner. Steaming with the ball, moving from right to left. Finley rises and fires for 3 and knocks down another one. That one 2 feet behind the three-point line. Finley with his 14th three of the year, second of the night. He has 8 of Seaman's 10. And it's 10-3 Seaman. 2:45 into this one. Here's Alonso. Gunnar Alonso, a junior. They swing it right side to Trey Tolbert. Cutting inside as Cheatham turns. Banker up and good. Ravonnie Cheatham out to 6 a game. His first two of the night, 10-5 in favor of Seaman. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Finley had it knocked away, and last touch by Leavenworth. As they were able to rip it out of his arms, but they touched it last. The two teams will play again February 25th. It'll be senior night that night for Seaman. 9-12 were the Vikings last year. 2 years ago, 13-8. 3 years ago, 5A state champs. First time in school history. Conahay, diagonal pass into the corner to Wiltz. Pump fake, drives, cut off, double teamed on the baseline. Now steps through and had it knocked away and stolen. Stolen by Clark. And the ball knocked away. And now this one punched out of bounds, in essence, by Finley as Alonso was trying to skip it across the floor from far side to near side. 10-5, Steaming with the lead. Girls won earlier tonight, 67-14. Inbounds, all the way over to Tolbert. Tolbert picks up the dribble in front of the Seaman bench. Far corner, rising and firing for 3, and rattling it home is Nyshawn Thomas. His first points, he's averaging 7 a game. And it's 10-8 in favor of the Vikings. Finley giving some room, a little crossover. Drives, had it knocked away from behind, goes in the arms of Clark. Baseball pass ahead to Alonso. Nice jump stop, lays it up and missed the layup. Out of bounds, last touch by McConaughey. Boy, Alonso did everything right. He let the defenders fly by on the jump stop, but then missed the bunny. But last touch by the Vikings. He won't have an easier layup than that, probably the rest of the game. 4:08 to go, first quarter, 10-8 in favor of the Vikings. And now we have a moving screen called on the Pioneers. I think they got Nyshawn Thomas trying to set a screen on the baseline. Yes, they did. That's his first team foul. Fouls reset every quarter. 5 team fouls put you in a double bonus. No more 1-1s. Here's Bonner across the timeline from right to left. He can screen from Finley. Bonner, a little crossover, flies by Alonso. Good help defense, though, by Tolbert. Here's Finley. Oh, nice pass baseline to McConaughey. Out to Bonner. Skips it across to Wiltz. Open, far right corner, 3. Bingo! What a pass by Bonner. From corner to corner, through the air, a line drive. Somehow didn't get tipped or knocked away or stolen. And Wiltz hits the trifecta, 13-8. And now a turnover. Finley comes away with a loose change. Baseball pass ahead to Bonner. Fakes the pass, leans in, puts it up, missed the layup, and rebounded there by Cheatham. Boy, Bonner would like to have that one back. Colbert, open, 3, top of the circle. Back iron doesn't fall. Finley skies for the rebound. He's the Windex man on that one. Brings it back down the floor, doesn't have numbers. Between the leg dribble, into the paint. Flips it out to Wiltz. to the cutter McConaughey. Little floater up from 15. No. McConaughey tips it out. Finley wide open. Has all day to line it up. Right between the eyes and misses that one off the heel from the left corner. And rebounded there by Tolbert. A couple of good looks for the Vikings, but couldn't knock them down. 3 minutes go, first quarter, 13-8 in favor of Seaman. There's Alonzo, chest pass left side. It goes to Clark. Clark shoots the triple. That one halfway down and out. The iron unkind on the home floor for the Pioneers, and Finley to get boxed out. Here's Bonner across the LV logo at half court at Leavenworth. Underhands it to Smith. Next, plays it to Wiltz. Back to Smith. Cut into the bucket. Leans in. Turns. Offensive foul. Smith made it on a banker, but waved off the bucket. It is taking the punishment. Sliding and taking the charges. Clark. Smith with the personal. His first. And the first foul on Demon. Substitution for the first time. For the Vikings, coming in as Cameron Bryan, a 6'1 junior. Going out as Dalton Smith. And substitution for Leavenworth. Not sure who that is because we have all the jerseys. We have the rosters in front of us. I got all the numbers from the coach gave me, and 10 is not on any of that. Here is Tolbert. Skips it all the way across to Nyshawn Thomas. Three-pointer off the mark. McConaughey fighting for the rebound along with Tolbert. Adrian Brantley, a 6'2 sophomore, is into the ballgame. Full court pressure by the Pioneers. Here's Wiltz to the middle. McConaughey catches it now, 3-on-1. Bonner brings it back out. Gets it across. Wiltz fakes the three. Flips it back to Bonner. Wide open. Fakes that three. Goes baseline. Bonner. And it's fouled. Got to put up a tough angle shot. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 13-8. Seaman with the lead. Okay, so it's Keyshawn King is wearing number 34. All the rosters, numbers I was given, Keyshawn King, number 10. He's called for the personal. Free throw rolls in there for Bonner. Kevon Bonner, 6'3 junior point guard. 68% foul shooter. Second one up and good. 15-8 in favor of Seaman. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Tolbert catches a little give and go, and we have an offensive foul as Brian comes over and takes the charge. Tolbert a little out of control, mainly because he's trying to catch up to the ball on the pass. A tough break to Tolbert. Player control foul, second. Check that third team foul, Leavenworth. Once again, the Pioneers deploying full court pressure. They'll run and jump, try to trap out of it. Here is Blake Point into the game. Played his first game of the season on Tuesday. Finley, good pass, but McConaughey couldn't handle it. A little bit low, but I think McConaughey would tell you he should have had it. And third turnover for the Vikings. Turnovers even at three apiece. 15-8, Seaman with the lead. Leavenworth led early 3-0. Finley came back with a 3 to tie it. Leavenworth had a lead, but only for a few seconds. Keyshawn King, they swing it over here to Adrian Brantley, a 3 top of the circle, bouncing off, put up there by Thomas. And then Keyshawn King trying to save it and cannot. Out of bounds on the baseline. Vikings with possession. Tyquese Davis, 5'6 junior, in for the first time for head coach Drew Linebach. He said, we're just trying to build something here at Leavenworth. He's been a head coach at DeKalb, Missouri, Smithfield, Missouri, last year 3-17. Trying to build it, you know, from the grade school up, even before that. Here's Wiltz on the near sideline. Hugh Finley. Good pass. Wide open three for Toyne is short. And rebounded by Keyshawn King. And trying to save it, but let's see. It looks like saying that team in basketball, as he stepped on the baseline there inadvertently, did King. Wiltz going out. And coming in is Zuniga. Griffin Zuniga is into the game. And he catches it on inbounds. Bonner, far corner, high arcing three, knocks it down. Timeout, Leavenworth, 18-8 in favor of Seaman. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with our studio engineer, MJ, Wade Gerstner, with you from Leavenworth High School. Some of you might not work on Monday, so the start of a three-day weekend. 18-8. Leavenworth calling the timeout. Drew Linebach on top with his team. Biggest deficit of the night so far for the Pioneers. First of two meetings between the teams this year. Here's Cyquise Davis. He drives, puts it up off the window, and scores it. Good drive to the bucket by Davis. Here's the full court pressure. 18-10 in favor of Seaman. Now Bonner says it's cleared out, and I'll take care of it. Guarded there by Clark. Bonner drives. Gets out to Finley. Finley all the way to the rack and scores with the right hand. Finley with 10. Man, he's so athletic. 20-10. Back the other way. Quick trigger jumper. A three by Adrian Brantley. 20-13 Seaman. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Finley goes baseline. Lays it up and in. He has 12. 22-13 Seaman. 8 seconds to go in this first quarter. Davis picked up there by Bonner. Davis, double team, had it knocked away, gets it back, fires it on the baseline, nobody home. Oh no, they say it was tipped. I didn't think it was tipped at all, but they say it was touched by Twin with 1 second on the clock. 22-13 in favor of Seaman. Finley goes out for a 1 second break. Coming in is Dalton Smith. 2-3 zone on out of bounds play by Seaman defensively. Here's Brantley, a sophomore, hit a three a moment ago. Catch and shoot it. Here's Thomas, and it's blocked by Cameron Bryan in the first quarter. 22-13, Seaman with the lead over Leavenworth. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. We start the second quarter. Battle in the United Kansas Conference. Seaman and Leavenworth. There's nine schools in the conference. Seaman, DeSoto, Lansing, Leavenworth, Piper, Turner, Topeka West, Shawnee Heights, Bacer, Linwood. Nyshawn Thomas handling it. He's the point guard right now for Leavenworth. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings, looking to trap out of this. Going baseline, Davis, and he throws away. Picked up by Bonner, and then the ball is kicked out of bounds. Who touched it? Who kicked it? It was kicked by Leavenworth. So it'll be Seaman basketball. I thought Seaman might have kicked it. That was a tough call for the officials. A lot of congestion near midcourt. Coach Linebach says that should have been our ball. But it's going to stay with the Vikings. Toyn wearing protective tape on that left wrist that he broke during the soccer season. His second game back adds to their depth. Bonner lobs it all the way out. Far wing to Toyn. Plays it over to Zuniga. Zuniga, a lefty, goes baseline. Finds Smith. Smith had it stripped, brought it down low, knocked away. Quickly ahead it goes to Davis. Davis knocked away from behind, out of bounds, and a foul is called. Good hustle by Bonner and Toyne to get back. Fourth turnover for the Vikings. And they're going to call the foul on Toyne. That's his first. First team foul, 30 seconds into the second quarter, 22-13 in favor of Seaman. Zaquise Davis, 5'6", junior, averaging 6.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 2.5 steals. Right-handed shooter. Bends the knees, lets it fly, and hits it. Leavenworth hit 3 3-pointers in the game tonight. Seaman has knocked down 4 triples. Jay Godwood, a 6'3 senior, one of just 3 seniors on the roster, into the game. Nyshawn Thomas, the only senior that starts for the Pioneers. Second free throw for Davis is on the way, and it's also good. 22-15. Vikings with the lead. No full court pressure this time by Leavenworth. Toyne. Ooh, might have got with the travel. Looks over to Bonner. Diagonal pass left to the key. Zuniga goes all the way and then tries to pass at the last moment. Foul is on the Pioneers. And looked like he was trying to pass the ball, and if that's the case, it should not be a shooting foul. They're going to give him 2 free throws. He was not shooting. He was trying to pass. Coach Lanebuck has a very good point here. He was looking. He jumped in the air, thought about shooting, was going to pass. So it should have been on the floor, but they're going to say he was actually going up to shoot. Fouls on Gadwood. That's his first. Free throw off the mark by the lefty, Zuniga. 6 of 11 from the line this year now, 55%. Toyne and Ryan go out. Wilkes and Finley back in, along with Smith and Bonner. And then Zuniga is the fifth. 7:15 to go first half, 22-15. Vikings free throw on the way. Zuniga, line drive, but good. His first point of the evening, 23-15. Vikings trying to trap in this defense. And there's a travel on Gadwick. So the trap forces the turnover. 5 on Leavenworth. We're seeing that now. I think football season ended in the 5A quarterfinals. The Eisenhower. Here's Bonner posting. Nice spin, turn, shot up and in. Nice touch. Hard drop step. Bonner posting up on the block at 6'3", 25-15. Now Davis, his pass behind intended target. Finley comes away with it. Gives it up to Bonner. Bonner goes all the way. Right hand jam. Bonner with the bucket. Timeout, Leavenworth. Demon excelling in the open floor. Vikings lead by 12. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
27-15. Kevon Bonner with the open floor slam dunk with the right hand, and right away, Coach Lineback calling a timeout. 27-15. 1-3-1. Trap here by Seaman. Get passed over to Brantley. Rises and fires for 3 and knocks it down. Brantley with his second 3 of the ball game. Much needed bucket for the Pioneers. 27-18. Quickly the other way. McConaughey nearly slips. Gives it up to Smith. Over to Bonner. Bonner gets to the McConaughey. Good job coming to meet the pass, and the ball stripped. It's loose. Smith comes away with it for Steeman, and then a loose ball foul called on Leavenworth. So the Pioneers trying to up the intensity. Coach Linebacher applauding the effort of his team. In his sixth year with the Pioneers, Coach Craig Cox in his 14th with Steeman. The foul was on A.J. Clark. Here's Wiltz. Posting up, turns, great position, count it, and one. Wiltz with five, and a chance for a three-point play after he hit a three-pointer earlier tonight. His 10th made three of the season. Last year averaged 10, this year averaged 10.5. 72% foul shooter. Team foul number three on the Pioneers in the second quarter with 6 minutes to play in the first half, 29-18. Steeman. Free throw on the way. Swish. Six for Wilkes. And it's 30-18. Came in by 12. There's a trap. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Finley. Finley lobs ahead to Bonner. Bonner all the way. Right hand lay in. And this trapping defense of Steeman is causing Leavenworth all kinds of problems. 32-18. Alonzo ahead to Brantley. Skips it across. Ball is deflected. And now we have, I think, make a flop warning or a block. Let's see, because that was not a charge. Fouls on Matthew McConaughey. That is his first. And A.J. Clark to the line, a sophomore. Hit a three-pointer earlier tonight. Both teams have made four three-pointers thus far, and we're not even halfway through the second quarter. Clark knocks down the first free throw. 32-19 in favor of the Vikings. Girls won earlier tonight, 67-14, running clock in the fourth. Second free throw rattled in by Clark. He has five, 32-20, full court pressure. Baseball pass ahead to Finley. Finley controls it, gives it up to McConaughey. Wilkes has it top of the key. Finley catches, double team, finds the open man Bonner. Shoots the triple up, and that one wide left, an air ball. Rebounded there by Keyshawn King for Leavenworth. And now we have an offensive foul in the backcourt called on Keyshawn King as Bonner hit the deck, and that was away from the ball, trailing the play. Keyshawn King with his second, 14 foul, much to the chagrin of the Leavenworth bench. One more foul put Seaman into the double bonus the rest of this first half. Lob, Finley catches it down low against Alonzo, turns and misses. Good rebound, McConaughey. Bonner, Wilkes, wide open, left of the key, three, too strong. Rebound, Smith, and had it knocked away, Wilkes gets it. Demon trying to handle the pressure. There's a three by Finley, no, weak side rebound, Bonner, what a rebound, what a pass to Smith. Smith puts it up, hits the deck, shot will not go, but he gets free throws. What an effort by the Vikings on that possession. Fouls on Brantley. That's his first 15 foul, so Steeman will be shooting free throws the final 4:55 of this second quarter. Dolph Smith to the line. Free throw off the mark. He's just 3 of 10 from the strike this year. Second free throw for the 6'3 senior. On the way. Knocks this one down. His first point of the evening. 33-20. Coach Cox telling me this week, he said, you know, McConaughey and Smith, they just know their roles. And they perform them very well. There's Brantley. Shoots the three. Top of the circle. Too strong. Challenged there by Finley. McConaughey tracks down the loose change. Gives it back to Wilt. Steeman with the ball moving right to left in the Cardinal red uniforms. Wilkes fires it to Finley. Finley, quick move baseline, leans in. Banker good. What an athletic move by Finley. He has 14. Has 35-20, Steeman. And Bonner missed some time last year with injury, and then Finley only played four games. That's, I would argue, they're two most athletic players this year, and they missed some time last year. Here's Alonzo. Nice dish underneath. The layup no for Brantley. But McConaughey called for the foul, which was a good foul by McConaughey because that puts him on the line. Saves 2 points for the time being. second foul, McConaughey. Second team foul. Check that third team foul on the Viking. Free throw on the way. Swished by Brantley. He has seven. Cameron Bryan is in. Bentley stays out there. Dunega's in. Wilkes and Bonner also remain on the floor. That went in and out. Rebounded there by Bryan. 1-2 for Brantley. 35-21 Seaman. Bentley running the point right now. Across the Leavenworth logo to my left. Bentley flips. Keeps control of the ball. Nice spin by Bryan. Flips it up and in. Down the middle lane. Bryan, his first two. And it's 37-21. Now a turnover in the backcourt. Seal. Bonner lobs it into the corner. Finley giving room. Three-pointer on the way. Nope, doesn't fall. Ball tipped and unable to save it is Cheatham for Leavenworth. So Seaman with the biggest lead of the night, which is 16. Blake Toyne, 5'11 senior, set to check in. Toyne and Finley, along with Smith, that's the three seniors on this roster. Finley will get a breather. He leads away with 14. Bonner with 13. That's 27 of their points. Here's Bryan posting up, picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Lobs all the way out. Far sideline. Near the scorer's table to Bonner. Here is Toyne. Flips it to Zuniga. Good entry to Wilkes. Wilkes. Oh, what a pass underneath, but Toyne missed the layup. And Tolbert comes away with it. Oh, Toyne would love to rewind the cassette tape and replay that one. Here is Alonzo. Pump fake, drop step, and flips it up with the scoop. Alonzo with his first two. And it's 37-23. Here's the trapping full court defense. Really hasn't caused too many problems for Seaman. Here's Toyne. Pass underneath. Great hustle. And Tolbert knocks the ball out of bounds on the baseline. Well, if Tolbert doesn't hustle, slows down a little bit, that's an easy two for Seaman. You can't teach hustle. You just either you're going to hustle or you're not. It's a mentality. You can always control your effort. Here's Wilkes. Had it knocked away for a moment. Wilkes gets it back. Finds Bryant. Back to Wilkes in the corner. Alonzo guarding him. Wilkes goes baseline. Leans in. Puts it up and scores. But Wilkes usually doing a good job using his body to shield off the defender. He has eight. And it's 39-23. Full court pressure by Seaman. And breaking the pressure, going all the way. The scoop does not fall for Jayshon Carter, who just checked in. Here's Toyne over to Cameron Bryan. Bryan gets it to Toyne. And back to Bryan. Toyne hits the deck. Wilkes, far sideline. Trap, and his pass knocked away by Nyshon Thomas, stolen by Davis. Davis fakes the pass, goes through all the way, put it off the glass, count it, and a foul. Toyne called for the block. That was a good move by Davis. He faked the pass to the perimeter, drove it, went strong, drew the contact. And Davis with the bucket and chance for the three-point play. 39-25, 2:12 to go first half. Brantley back in along with Clark. Going out of Alonzo and Jayshon Carter. So Davis to the line. 2 for 2 from the stripe so far this evening. And I complete the traditional three-point play. Spins the basketball, lets it fly, and swishes it. 39-26. Vikings with the lead and the ball. Dinniger across half court, right in front of me. Now Bonner, picked up there by A.J. Clark, junior versus sophomore. Bonner. Passes it to Bryan. Bryan, nice catch. Leans in, puts it up. No, gets his own rebound. Goes up again, and he is mugged. No, they're saying a... Well, that was contact. They call a jump ball instead. I thought that was a foul, but... Seaman has the arrow, though. Vikings will maintain possession. Finley out there along with Toyne, Zuniga, Bryan, and Bonner. And now Toyne will go out. Wilkes back in. Officials having a mini conference here. Not sure what they're discussing. Are they discussing if the arrow is correct? We'll see. Jayshon Carter back in the game. Also out there is Nyshon Thomas. Dequeese Davis, along with Brantley and A.J. Clark. Okay, so everything is good. It is Seaman basketball. Both teams are in the double bonus, the final minute 52 of this second quarter. 39-26 Seaman. Lob all the way out between the circles to Zuniga. Here is Finley. Plays it left side to Bonner. Cameron Bryan being hounded by Brantley. Underhands it to Finley. Finley, good defense by Davis. Finley lobs it, and too tall. And it'll be, well, that was touched by Brantley, but he pulled his arm back pretty quickly. Turnover for Seaman. The Leavenworth bench was really getting into it to fire up their team and play good defense, and it worked. 39-26, Vikings with the lead. Leavenworth with the ball. Moving to our right. Lane the ovals. Play it left side. Near steal there by Zuniga. Into the corner goes the Brantley. Brantley cut off by Finley. Oh, nice pass to the cutting Zayshon Carter, and a foul whistled against the Vikings. Good job by Carter to move without the ball. He'll get two free throws. That's 17 to go before half. Ryan with the personal, his first. And so Carter to the line for two free throws. First one up. And rolls in there. Damon's biggest lead has been 16, down to 12. Second free throw for Carter. On the way, and this one's off the mark. Good rebound there by Finley. So one out of two for Carter. Damon attacking the pressure full court. Here's Wilt, steps through, puts it up, and misses. Ball tipped, loose, and coming away with it is Davis. Gets it ahead to Jayshon Carter. Way ahead of the pack is Thomas, blocked by Bonner, but a foul on Bonner, his first. Seaman lead down to 12, and nice on Thomas to the line. 5'11 senior, averages 7 points, 3 rebounds. There's a 3-pointer tonight. He is one of the 3 returning starters for the Pioneers from last year. It's a free throw, in and out, and then rolls back in. Thomas with 4. Tolbert is in. And Jayshon Carter goes out. Now Coach Linebach saying he has an athletic team that's deep. They go 10 or 11 deep. Second free throw good by Thomas. He has 5, and the lead is down to 10 for the Vikings at 39-29. They break the pressure. Wilts to Bryan. Bryan pump fake, leans in, and draws the contact. He'll get free throws. Cameron Bryan, a 6'1 junior, averages 4 points and 3 rebounds. 6 of 13 from the line so far this year for Bryan. Foul was on Brantley, his second. Both teams over the limit. Shooting 2 the rest of this first half. 50 seconds to play before intermission. Free throw up and missing is Bryan. Damon leads by 10. Leavenworth's only lead was a 3-pointer to start the game at 3-0. Second free throw, Bryan. And that one rolls in there. Used all the rim, but it counts. 48-29. Vikings. Pioneers moving from left to right. Fired over here to Clark. Goes baseline. Cut off by Bryan. And ball knocked away, trying to enter it. Good defense there by Smith. Ahead to Bryan, back to Smith. Gave the Vikings hold for the final shot of this first half. Wilts back to Bonner. Bonner checks the clock. Doesn't even have to check with his coaches. He knows what he's going to do. Got to watch 5-second call there on the halo area. Gets over to Finley. Here's Wilts. Brings it back out near half court. Guarded by Davis. Man-to-man defense by Leavenworth. Now Bonner. 7 on the clock. Bonner, tightrope to sideline, fires it corner, three, left side, Brian short, rebound put back, Wilt hit the buzzer, he smashes it on the baseline, Wilt's right spot at the right time, and the Vikings go in the locker room with a 13-point lead on the baseline shot on the offensive rebound put back by Landon Wilt. 42-29, Seaman with the lead at halftime. Stay tuned, halftime should have come after this 2-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA rural development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime of the boys' contest here in Leavenworth, and the Seaman Vikings leading the Leavenworth Pioneers at the break, 42-29. Leavenworth hit a three to take the early 3-0 lead, but Seaman's led ever since, led 22-13 at the end of one, pushed that lead up to 16 at 37-21, and they settled for a 13-point lead at the break at 42-29. Vikings led in that first half by Briar Finley with 14 points, including a couple of three-pointers, 13 points, and a three-pointer for Kayvon Bonner. 10 points to Landon Wilt, including that buzzer-beating baseline shot as he grabbed that offensive rebound off of a three-point miss by Brian. 1 point for Dalton Smith, one for Griffin Tuniga, and 3 points for Cameron Bryan off the bench for Seaman. Seaman turned it over in that first half, unofficially five times, Leavenworth with six turnovers. Seaman was 6-9 from the line. Leavenworth 9-11. Leavenworth also made 4 3-pointers in that first half. Leavenworth was led in the first half of play by Cyquise Davis with 7 points, 3-3 from the line, 7 points to Adrian Brantley, including 2 3-pointers. 5 points for A.J. Clark, including a three. 5 points for Nyshawn Thomas, including a three. Deshaun Carter with a free throw. Ravani Cheatham with a bucket. And Gunnar Alonso with 2 points in that first half of play. 42-29, Seaman boys lead at halftime. More of our halftime festivities to come after this 2-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review.
Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime here in Leavenworth, boys game. Steeman 42, Leavenworth 29. Earlier tonight, the number one team in the state in 5A, Steeman Lady Vikings, improved to 8-0 in the United Kansas Conference with a dominating 67-14 triumph over Leavenworth. Steeman started out slow offensively, led just 7-4, but scored the final 8 points of the first quarter and then scored the final 14 points of the first half, the first 9 points of the third quarter, which collectively made it a 23-0 run and running clock the entire fourth quarter. Steeman girls, defending 5A champs, no problem tonight. Went 67-14. They win it by 53. Balanced scoring attack for the Lady Vikings. 15 for Maddie Gragg. She had a couple of threes. 14 for Kara Beaton, including 4 threes off the bench. 12 points for Anna Becker. 11 for Jada Stahlbaumer, including a 3. 8 points to Ava Esser. 4 points for Kinley Wilhelm. 3 points on a 3 by Ryan Miller. As the Vikings win it 67-14. Leavenworth had just 2 made field goals in the girls' contest and 10 free throws to equal their 14 points. Steeman girls will play St. James Academy Tuesday. Thursday at the 4th-ranked team in the state, 5A DeSoto, which should be a great rematch of a game that Steeman won by 3 earlier this year. Big thanks to our sponsors that make everything possible for us here tonight so that you could have high school basketball 96.9 The Pulse. Huge thank you to Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Performance Tire and Auto, Clements Welding, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, Silver Lake Bank, Bob's Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stockgrower State Bank, and at Wade Holthouse, agent with Rockford Real Estate there in Topeka. Our next high school basketball action on the Pulse will be 11 days from now on Tuesday, January 28th, Silver Lake at Rock Creek. Tuesday, February 4th, Roscoe at St. Mary's. Wednesday, February 5th, the makeup game, Silver Lake at Holton. Next time we'll have Steeman on the radios coming up February 11th. That should be a great doubleheader. Shawnee Heights at Steeman. And then February 13th, St. Mary's at Silver Lake. That's makeup from weather. And then Tuesday, February 18th, you talk about a great doubleheader. 4 ranked teams right now. Piper girls and boys ranked in the top 5. And the Steeman girls and boys, the girls number 1, the boys 7 and 5A. Looking forward to that one about a month from now. And then Friday, February 21st, we'll have Silver Lake at St. Mary's. And then Monday, February 24th, St. Mary's and Roswell. So we have some great matchups coming up for you the rest of the season on 96.9 The Pulse. And, of course, we get into late February and into March, and that means sub-state and state tournament time. 42-29 our score at halftime. Back with the second half in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs.
Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review.
Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Meritile Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Meritile Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate, LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate, LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Security threats. They are scary. They are real. And they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second half. Leavenworth with the basketball, trailing Seaman by 13, 42-29. Trying to thread the needle underneath. Alonzo gets it on a tough pass from his teammate. Puts it up, misses. Point blank range was challenged there by Wiltz. Rebound though, Leavenworth. Second chance opportunity to the Pioneers. In the lane, this is Brantley out to Alonzo. Open three. This one wide right, air ball out of bounds. Pioneers in the home white with the blue numerals outlined in the black. Seaman in the cardinal red with the white numerals. Full court pressure by Leavenworth. Both teams displaying some full court pressure in that first half. Finley triggers into Wiltz. Back to Finley. Over to Bonner. Ahead to Smith. Smith, pull up Jay off the glass. Is good from the left side from 10. Well, that was textbook on how you break a full court press. 44-29, I should say. Here is Ravani Cheatham. Gives it up to Alonzo. Alonzo steps through. Nowhere to go with it. Fires it out. Three-pointer, Nyshawn Thomas. He buries it. Nyshawn Thomas with his second three-pointer, and that is the fifth made three of the night for Leavenworth. Back the other way. The banker up and good by Smith. In the same spot as he had earlier. Back-to-back buckets for Smith, and it's 46-32 in favor of Seaman. Now turnover. Here's Wiltz coming the other way. Eight turnovers for Leavenworth. Wiltz steps through the Euro step, flips it up with the right, and it rolls off the cup. Cheatham the rebound. Howlett to Tolbert. Finley with 14 in the first half. Bonner 13. Wiltz at 10. Tolbert out of the post away gets hit back and then ripped away by Wiltz. Back-to-back turnovers for the Pioneers. 46-32. Seaman with the lead, trying to get the sweep here tonight. Finley over to McConaughey in the corner. Back to Finley. Finley shoots from way downtown. Bang! Breyer Finley with 17, including his third trifecta of the night, his 15th three of the year. And it's 49-32. And when you're a 6'5 guard, you can shoot over about anybody. This one missing on the runner in the lane. Good move by Tolbert. Couldn't finish. Too strong off the glass. Here's Wiltz ahead to Bonner. Wide open. Right corner three. Bucket! Kevon Bonner with 16 back-to-back threes for the Vikings, and their lead is now 20. Timeout Leavenworth, the biggest lead of night for the Vikings. Finley with a three, and then Bonner with a three. 52-32. Seaman back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, Integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Seaman, their lead was down to 12-44-32. Bucket by Dalton Smith, and then back-to-back threes, one by Finley, one by Bonner, forces Leavenworth to call the timeout. Lead is up to 20. 8-0 run by the Vikings. Brantley, three-pointer on the way, bouncing off right of the key. Finley, excellent block out. Has numbers the other way to our right. 3-on-2. Gives up McConaughey. Open baseline shot. Bounces off. Ball tipped out. Brantley comes away with it for Seaman. And a pass knocked away and nearly stolen by Finley. Brantley gets it ahead to Cheatham and now to Tolbert. Tolbert whips a pass in the far corner to Jayshon Carter. Checks in for the first time second half. Here's Tolbert. Into the lane. Puts it up. Swatted by McConaughey, but a foul called on Matthew. That's his third. First team foul in the third quarter. On Seaman, first foul of the second half on either team. So Tolbert to the line. He'll get two free throws. 50% foul shooter. Looking for his first point of the night. 5'9 junior. Line drive, back iron, no good. Leavenworth will not play again until the 28th. They do not have a midseason tournament. They had an early season tournament. They'll be at Shawnee Heights, ranked fourth in the state in 5A on the 28th, and then they'll host Piper, ranked second in the state in 5A on Friday the 31st. Second free throw also no good. Wilkes, a strong block out, gets the rebound. So the schedule doesn't get any easier for Leavenworth. It's a tough league. And Finley tried to force a pass, threw it away, deflected back the other way. Jayshon Carter, he lays it up and in with the right. Carter with his first field goal. He has three. That's 52-34. Seaman. Seaman will start playing the Valley Center tournament down by Wichita. Nice pass inside. Layup good. Zuniga with his first field goal. He has three. And it's 54-34. Lead back to 24 Seaman. The Viking boys will play at 2:15 against Mays. They are the four seed in that midseason tournament next Thursday. They'll play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now pass stolen by Finley, but he stepped out of bounds on the far side. Trying to tightrope that far sideline like Bonner did in the first half, but his shoe was just on the edge, out of bounds. Seaman's at six threes. Leavenworth's made five triples. Off run it goes to Tolbert. Man-to-man defense by Seaman. Here's Jayshon Carter. Hit a bucket a moment ago. Now to Nyshawn Thomas. Here's Tolbert. Probing, puts it up, misses with the right on the floater. And Bonner for the rebound. Ahead to Wilkes. Wilkes lobs it over to Bonner from the Seaman bench from about 27 feet. Bonner rolls off the cup. No. That was a deep, deep three. Now Smith tied up with Thomas on the rebound. Jump ball, the arrow points in favor of Seaman. Don't forget to download the free MSC radio app on your phones, smartphones. You can listen to any one of our radio stations, including 96.9 The Pulse, if you're outside the listening area. 96.9 The Pulse, the only locally owned and operated radio station in Topeka. Here's a lob Bonner to Smith. Down low trying to go to Wilts, and they throw it away. Third turnover, or first turnover of the second half, sixth of the game for Seaman. Seaman 5-2, losses to ranked teams as Brantley throws it away in the corner. Seaman lost their opener to number 2 ranked in 5A Piper and then beat Topeka West by 3 in their third game of the year, but then lost Topeka West this past Tuesday on two free throws, 8.5 seconds to go, 59-57. Topeka West ranked 8th according to KBCA and 5A. Number 7 is Seaman. Highland Park in Topeka is number 1. A lot of good basketball in the Topeka area. 5A. Here's a jumper on the way and up and good by Wilkes from 16 on the baseline. Wilkes has 12. 56-34. Largest lead of the night for the Vikings. Here's Cheatham. Gives it to Keyshawn King in for the first time second half. This pass deflected. Good defense there. Denying the pass to Davis from by Zuniga. 56-34. Inbounds to Davis. A little zone look from Seaman to get to the high post to Alonzo and pass tipped and stolen by Bonner. Bonner bumped there by Davis, gives it back to the trailer Wiltz. Bonner has it from the Seaman bench far sideline. Inside Wiltz calling for a wide open layup. Good. Great vision by Bonner. Wiltz clapped his hands and he was wide open. Wiltz with 14. 58-34. Now Davis. Back to Thomas at the volleyball line. Returns it to Davis. Wiltz all over him out of this little zone look. Davis pump fake out to Cheatham. High arcing three. Bingo! Cheatham with his first three of the night. He has five. And then quickly down the floor, Leavenworth doesn't get back. Finley with the layup, 19 for him, and a timeout called. Back in 1 minute. Seaman up 60-37. This is 96.9 The Pulse.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Came in with a 60-37 lead in the boys' contest. Glad you could tune in tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Wade Gershon with you, along with our studio engineer, MJ. Team and girls victorious earlier tonight, 67-14. It is Bonner, Toyne, Bryan now out there, along with Zuniga and Finley. Alonzo is out there for the Pioneers. Along with Keyshawn King, here's Nyshawn Thomas. His three left of the key buries another. Nyshawn Thomas with his third three of the night. He has 11 to lead Leavenworth, and that's seven threes for the Pioneers. What a pass. Diagonal across the floor by Bonner to Toyne, but then he tries to go back the other way and throws it away. Here's Davis, three on one. Goes all the way. Layup, missed it. Ball tipped out, and Finley has it. Now back the other way, Bonner, but a bad pass. Oh, man, Bonner wide open, but Finley led him too far. And he says, my bad. Both teams missing opportunities there. A missed layup for the Pioneers, and then a errant pass the other way. 60-40. Vikings. They'll meet again. Leavenworth and Seaman. And Topeka coming up on February 25th. It'll be Seaman's senior night that evening. Here's Davis. Man-to-man defense. We saw a little zone out of Seaman. This pass almost stolen by Finley. Now to Nyshawn Thomas. Gives it up to Gunnar Alonzo. Flips it over. Tyquese Davis. Step back three in the corner. Nope, doesn't take the three. Now Alonzo. Back over to Davis. Finley guarding him. 6'5" versus 5'6". Cheatham rises and fires, misses on a strong bank on top of the key for three as the shot clock was winding down for the first time tonight. Here's Bonner. Behind the back dribble. Goes baseline. Whips it out front to Finley. Finley lost control. Bryan has it. Turns and puts it up and in. Cameron Bryan with five. And it's 62-40 in favor of Seaman. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Seaman averaging 60 a game. They got 62 already here late in the third. Alonzo goes baseline. Good help by Zuniga. Whips it into the far corner. Keyshawn King. Here's Davis amongst the trees. Lobs underneath for Alonzo. And the ball knocked away by Bryan and off Alonzo's knee and out of bounds. Bryan being aggressive and forced the turnover. 21.7 on the clock. And Seaman, experienced team. I'm sure they're well aware of the clock situation and where they could hold with the shot clock turned off. Kamen led 22-13 into one, 42-29 at half. They lead 62-40 at the moment. Bonner brings it up the floor from left to right on your radio dial. Crosses midcourt. Man-to-man defense. Kamen plays five out. Nobody in the post. Bonner waves off the screener. They give it to Finley at the elbow. Finley back to Bonner. Bonner pump fake. Steps in. Free throw circle. And now tries to whip it over to Finley, and he's fouled. And that's not a horrible foul. He's on the floor. It's only the second team foul of the quarter. That's a good play, actually, by Leavenworth. Foul on the floor. Don Thomas, his second. So Seaman to throw it in right at the bucket. Bonner to do the honors. With 2.4 on the clock here in the third. Lobs it out. They get it back to Bonner. Wide open three-pointer. In and out. Boy, he had a wide open look on a pretty simple out-of-bounds play. And Leavenworth didn't cover it, but very fortunate that Bonner didn't knock down the tray. 62-40 at the end of three. Seaman with the lead back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you.
to McConaughey. Underhands it to Finley, trailing the play. And now Finley throws it away. Stolen by Tolbert. Tolbert goes all the way into Finley, misses the layup, and rebound McConaughey. Tolbert's trying to draw the charge, blocking foul, leaned into Finley and threw himself off balance on his lonesome. Finley just backed away. Finley whips it over to Bryan in the corner. Nice pass. Wilts wide open in the middle of the lane. Misses from 12. Nobody boxed him out. He nearly had the rebound. Now tied up with Cheatham. And loose ball. Tie up. Arrow goes to Seaman. Coming in is Dalton Smith. And now we have technical fouls. I think they got technical on both teams. A little barking after the scrum. So they're trying to see exactly what we have here. I saw a technical whistle, but I saw official point at both sides. So we'll sort this out. 64-46. Yep. Double technical. Okay, so Cameron Bryan got a technical for Seaman, and Trey Tolbert picked up a technical for Leavenworth. Well, the officials are over at the scorer's table to the far side of the floor where I'm at. Once again, big thanks to our sponsors. They include Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse, agent there in Topeka, Bob Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Stockyard State Bank, Performance Tire Auto in Topeka, Clements Welding and Moral Integrity Insurance, Next Tech, Silver Lake Bank, and Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home. Thanks to all the sponsors making our coverage possible. So, ends up being technical fouls, but we don't shoot free throws because of the double technical, so simply fouls are assessed to each player. And it's Seaman basketball because there was that tie-up. Seaman had the arrow. So, Coach Leinbach is getting explanation from one of the officials. And now the official will come over and explain to Coach Cox. So we'll sort it all out. 64-46 Seaman, 5:26 to play fourth quarter. It led the entire way except for Leavenworth scored the first points of the game 3-0 on a triple. Inbounds play, Seaman has it, Zuniga over to Bonner. Bonner flips it over to McConaughey. Back to Bonner. Over to Smith. On the baseline. Zuniga, nice spin. Wraparound pass to McConaughey. He leans in. Puts it up and in. Boy, he had to muscle it up. His first two of the game. And now we have another stoppage in play. I think it's a delay of game warning on Seaman. It is. As the ball got away after they made the bucket by McConaughey. 66-46 Seaman. 5:08 to go. About an hour drive from Topeka up here to Leavenworth, roughly, depending on how fast you drive and what route you take. Nyshawn Thomas flips it over to Cheatham. Now back to Tolbert. Zips it over, and McConaughey is overzealous guarding Thomas, and McConaughey called for his fourth personal foul, fourth team foul, Seaman, so next one will put Leavenworth into the double bonus, which would be good for them since they trail. They need to score with the clock stop down 20. Nine made threes tonight for Seaman. Five by Nyshawn Thomas, who has 17 to lead the Pioneers. Brian Finley, 19 to lead the Vikings. Jack Becker in for the first time, 5'9 sophomore. And going out with the foul trouble, McConaughey. Zipping a pass over here to Brantley. Man-to-man defense by Seaman. We saw a little zone. We've seen them trap out of a 1-3-1, and we've seen them use the full-court pressure. Here's Thomas. Got to stay with him. Here's Alonzo, high post. Steps in, double-team, triple-team, back to Thomas. Brantley pulls the trigger from three, top of the key, left it short. Diving forward is Wilts. Wilts comes up with it. trying to clear it out. Knight gets up off the ground over to Bonner, and he lays it up and in, counted in one. Bonner back the other way. Bonner now with 20. The fans saying, how can you be on the ground with the ball and then get up from the ground and not be called for a travel? But I think he did dribble it as he got up. But Coach Steinbach is disagreeing with the officials. He thought the same as the crowd. A foul is on Brantley, his third team foul on Leavenworth here in the fourth quarter. Bonner has 20. Free throw up, make it 21. So now a timeout. We have a warning over here with Coach Leinbach. So let's see what we got here. Another stoppage in play. 69-46. Whatever it is that they had to figure out, they figured out. Vikings in control, up by 23. 4:07 to go here in the fourth quarter from Leavenworth High School. Our games of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. A.J. Clark over to Thomas. Far corner, Alonzo. Alonzo had it poked away, gets it back. Good pass to Thomas from the left corner and hits another. Nyshawn Thomas with 6 three-pointers, 20 points in the game. That's 10 made threes for Leavenworth, but yet they're down 20. 69-49. And now a foul pressuring Bonner up the floor, called on Tolbert, his third. 14 foul will be double bonus for both teams moving forward from here. So Bonner has 21, 19 for Finley, 14 for Wilkes. Thomas with 20 and 6. Trays. Here's Jack Becker. Entry to Smith. Smith had it poked away from behind. Thrown by Thomas. Ahead to Clark. Clark all the way with the scoop. No, but a foul on Bonner. His second. And as we said, both teams will be in double bonus the final 3 minutes and 29 seconds. So A.J. Clark to the line, a sophomore. He has 5 tonight. Free throw, back iron does not fall. Keyshawn King is in. And going out is Brantley. King a junior, Brantley a sophomore. There's one senior early in the main rotation for Leavenworth, so they're a young team. Here's Bonner ahead. They break the pressure. Textbook. Dinega all the way, and he lays it up and in. Dinega with 5. Had a ball knocked away from Davis. 71-50. Seaman back the other way. A one-handed stuff attempt by Finley. He kind of lost it on the way up. Ended up grabbing this rim in air after he lost the basketball. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 71-50. Seaman with the lead. Davis trapped on the baseline and unable to hold on to it is Keyshawn King. 15 turnovers for Leavenworth. Seaman with just 8. And now coming in is Jayshon Carter. Landon Wiltz will come in for Seaman. Under 3 minutes to go, Seaman looks to be on their way to improving to 6-2. And 6-2 in the UKC. And now a bump and a foul called on Jayshon Carter, his first. He'll be shooting some free throws. Might have a free throw competition here, the final 2:50. This game all but decided, though. Landon Wiltz to the line. Landon. Free throw up, and he swishes. He has 15. Bonner 21, Finley 19. Now Brantley is in, and going out is Keyshawn King. Second free throw for the 6'1 junior guard Wiltz, a returning starter from a year ago. He averaged 10 a game. He's a really good shooter. He has 16. And a three tonight as well. 72-73-50. And now a turnover. Bonner comes away with it. And a foul on Davis on the reach in. Scoreboard had messed it up when I looked up. Threw me off. 73-50. Now I think you just got to say, hey, let's play solid defense here. Don't foul. Let's play good defense. Move our feet. So Bonner to my right. To shoot a couple of free throws. Looking to add to his 21-point night. Team and girls winning earlier tonight, 67-14. They're now 8-0. Oh. 68% foul shooter. Bonner rattles the first in for point number 22 tonight. Averages 18 a game. Leads the team on offense, and he leads the team in steals at just under 3 per contest. Second free throw, right-handed shooter, and this one bouncing off. So 1 out of 2. And then the outlet tipped by Bonner and out of bounds. Biggest lead of the night for Seaman, 24. Bonner checks out of the ball game. Finley's still on the floor at the moment, as is Wiltz. Two starters in there. Now a steal. Here comes Finley back to my right. Showtime. Bam! The one-hand jam for Finley. And now he nearly got another steal in the backcourt. So Finley has a dunk, as does Bonner. And now Brantley is fouled back the other way underneath the bucket. Finley with 21. He tried to dunk it earlier and lost it on the way up. This time he was able to throw it home. Foul is on Becker, his first. 2:15 to play. 76-50 Seaman. Free throw up and short by Brantley. Stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll go through the final totals and wrap it up here tonight from Leavenworth. Good night for the Vikings, girls and boys. Second free throw also no good. Rebounded there by Jack Esser, a 6'4 sophomore. Jack Becker in the game. Also here is Connor Scholes. The ball out of bounds. Last touch by Leavenworth. And now Shea Gadwood, 6'3 senior, who played a few minutes in the first half, comes in for the Pioneers. Inbounds to Scholes. Wrap around pass, trying to go to Esser, tipped out of bounds by Alonzo. Pulling the trigger it in, right of the bucket on the baseline. Lobs it all the way out between the circles. The volleyball line to Esser. Back to Toyn. Here's Becker. Plays it right side to Zuniga. Bounce pass, and Toyn can't handle it. Off his hand. Really wasn't a high percentage pass there by Zuniga, but not a big deal when you're up 26 with a minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Tolbert. Has it between the rings. Fires it over to Gadwood. Playing the high post. Underhands to Tolbert. Open. Three. Up and good. Tolbert with his first points of the night. That's the 11th made three for Leavenworth. It's been three-pointer bust tonight for the Pioneers. 76-23. Becker to Esser. Wide open. Three from the corner. Jack Esser buries the trifecta. His first made three of the year. 79-53. Came in with the lead. Minute 12 to go. Kick pass over to Cheatham. Cheatham with a left-hand dribble. Gets a high screen from Gadwood. Steps through. Almost tied up. Here's Tolbert in the lane. Puts up a crazy shot there. Off balance. Too strong the banker, but he gets his own rebound. Good effort by Tolbert. Flies it, shoots it up on the baseline and hits it. Tolbert with five straight points. 79-55, 45 seconds to play in this one. Shot clock at 30. Toyn had it poked away, but he gets it back. Regains control. Puts it to Becker. Becker over the corner. Scholes high. Rainbow three. Draws nothing but a pot of gold at the end of it. Connor Scholes with the high arcing three. 82-55 Seaman. 22 seconds to play. Now a steal by Zuniga. He goes all the way, and he was going to try to dunk it, but foul from behind there by Cheatham. And Cheatham, good sportsmanship helping up Zuniga. I like to see that. 17.5 to play. The Seaman's made 8 threes tonight, 11 trays for Leavenworth. 82-55. Seaman putting the final touch to this one. Zuniga, the lefty, hits a free throw. He has 6 points, averages 3.7 a game. Alonzo's out, and A.J. Clark is in. Second free throw for Griffin is on the way, and he drills it. 84-55. Tolbert brings it up to our left, gives it up to Cheatham, now to Gadwood. Gadwood, little crossover, steps through, back to Cheatham. His three is good from the far corner, his second three of the night. 2 seconds on the clock, and Seaman lets the ball just rest on the baseline. Clock runs out, and the Seaman Viking boys make it a sweep tonight on the road at Leavenworth in UKC play. Seaman boys 84, Leavenworth 58. Postgame show coming up in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank loyalty card program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review.
Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game show here tonight from Leavenworth as the Seaman Vikings get the sweep tonight. The girls win comfortably 67-14. Kara Beaton with 14 off the bench and 4 threes. And Maddie Gregg at 15. Anna Becker with 12. 11 for Jada Stahlbaumer. Seaman girls now 8-0 on the season. 8-0 in league play. They'll play Tuesday against St. James Academy. And Leavenworth girls only had 2 field goals made the entire game to go with 10 free throws. Running clock fourth quarter. Seaman girls went 67-14. Number one team in the state. 5A remains undefeated. And the boys game just completed. Seaman boys improved to 6-2 with a 84-58 victory on the road here against Leavenworth. Leavenworth had a three-pointer to start the offensive show tonight. That was the only lead they had. Seaman would answer with a 10-0 run, led 10-3, led 22-13 at the end of one, 42-29 at half, 62-40 into three, and win it by 26, 84-58. Seaman made 8 three-pointers tonight. Yvonne Bonner had two of those 8 3-pointers, 4 of 5 from the line. He had 22 points. Briar Finley had 21 points and 3 threes. Bonner and Finley each with a dunk in the game. Landon Wiltz had a nice game. He had 16 points, 3 for 3 from the line and a 3-pointer. 7 points for Griffin Zuniga, 3 of 4 from the line. 5 points for Dalton Smith, 2 points for Matthew McConaughey, 5 points for Cameron Bryan. Connor Scholes with a 3 there late off the bench, and Jack Esser a 3 off the bench late as well. 9 turnovers for Seaman, 12 of 16 from the line, made the 8 threes, win at 84-58. They'll play in the Valley Center tournament next Thursday at 2:15 against the 5-seed Mays. Seaman boys the 4-seed in that tourney, and they'll play again on Friday and Saturday. Leavenworth falls tonight 84-58. They're led by Nyshawn Thomas, who had 6 3-pointers, 20 points, 15 of his 20 in the second half. He was the only pioneer in double figures. 8 points for Ravani Cheatham, including a couple of threes. 7 points for Saquise Davis. 5 points for Trey Tolbert, including a three-pointer. 3 points for Jason Carter off the bench. 6 points for A.J. Clark, including a three. Adrian Brantley, a couple of threes, had 7 points. And Gunnar Alonso with 2. Leavenworth, 10 of 17 from the line. Made 12 threes tonight. 36 of their 58 points from beyond the three-point line, but it wasn't enough as Seaman boys win 84-58. And the girls win earlier tonight, 67-14. Big thank you to our sponsors, Rockford Real Estate, Wade Holthouse agent there in Topeka, Bob the Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Doc Curler State Bank, Performance Tire and Auto, Cindy Glenn Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Clements Welding and Moral, Integrity Insurance, Nextech, and Silver Lake Bank. Our next basketball action on the radio on 96.9 The Pulse coming up in 11 days. Silver Lake at Rock Creek should be a great doubleheader 11 days from now on January the 28th. Big thank you to MJ running everything back at the studios in Hiawatha. Once again, your final scores for the final time here tonight from Leavenworth. It was the Seaman girls 67-14, and the Seaman boys make it a sweep. They win 84-58. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully most of you can enjoy a three-day weekend and have a Monday off. Thanks for listening to high school basketball on the only locally owned operated station in the capital city of Topeka, 96.9 The Pulse. Good night, everyone.